Welcome, everyone, to the service edition of the Laser Cube podcast. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Tyler Crawley. And with me, as always, Dean Brennan here to talk about probably the topic that most people don't want to talk about, and that is maintenance. But, Dean, thanks for being here with me, as always.
Well, we got to talk about it.
Yes.
So, you know, the typical thing would be to say, well, our equipment doesn't break down and it's super reliable. But in reality, reliability is intertwined with serviceability. So customers want to know that the IPG service department has their backs. And that's why we have our service engineer do the initial machine installations. And they actually do the on-site training. So our service people know how to cut with the machine and they're experts. So let's talk to a field service engineer.
Let's do that right now. Charlie with IPG.
After I go in there and train them, I might get 3 or 4 phone calls afterwards because it's a lot of information to take in. But I tell them good notes to take and, yeah, just get them off to a good start. The phone calls are usually just different materials that we didn't focus on while I was there training. And that's the best part is that I just give them my cell phone number and they're able to just give me a quick call and I could answer it. If it's more critical, then I'll sit down with them and remote in and explain it more thoroughly. But usually it's just quick phone calls and they're on to cutting again.
Now, I would say in my experience, anytime I've needed help with figuring something out, it's always a lot of information. And I guess that no matter how much you can absorb in one sitting, there's always going to be something you leave out. And I do like that Charlie mentioned not only the phone call available, but then if it's more advanced, they can sit down and remote it and go through the process.
Right. And so, and, you know, part of the role of the service department is actually to figure out what's going on, because it's not always because the machine's broken. You know, it's typically, it could be a maintenance item, whether it's a cracked ceramic or a dirty window on the cutting head, which are consumables that are inexpensive and the customers have the parts to replace in the field. It's part of the learning curve of the machine. But if it is something wrong with the machine, we can determine that offline. We can determine that remotely. So we can actually go online, communicate with the machine, check out internally what's going on if there is an issue.
Yeah, and we actually talked with one of your other clients, Lester, who mentioned him also having a experience dealing with the service department. So let's play his audio clip.
Service is awesome. We love the guys that handle the service. We have had minimal downtime with that machine. We had issue with the combiner on the laser. That was our biggest hiccup on the machine. Other than that, the little small things that come up, service is right on it. They're on top of it. They help us right away. If we have any little issues, they can hop online and look at the machine and typically get us up and running right away.
So it's kind of piggybacking a little bit on what we were just talking about with regards to being able to hop online. But I think it's also important to mention that probably the area that people most have problems with will be like the small things. It's not going to be like some giant malfunction, but like a smaller thing. And to be able to talk to someone real quick and get it taken care of sounds pretty important to most people.
Exactly. And they have a relationship with the service department because the service people have already been on site when they first got the machine. And, you know, customers, they don't expect you to be perfect. What they do expect you to do is to fix it when things go wrong. At the end of the day, that's, you know, you just got to get them up as soon as possible.
And then we have another clip, actually with two clips, but we're going to get to the first one from Brandon, who, like I said, kind of a similar situation, having some issues, gave you guys a call and had a great experience.
We were having some issues with the machine with our chiller. We submit all the tickets through the IPG service system. Originally, we could not figure out what was causing the problem. The chiller ended up causing some issues with the cutting head, and the service department was quick to react. They had a team of people out there troubleshooting the problem. After we couldn't figure it out online or over the service system, you know, they had people on our floor trying to resolve the problem and even going above and beyond to make sure that we were up and running as quick as possible. So there was various different service individuals from different departments that came out and spent time with us. While they were there, the service people have always been great on helping us learn more and more about the machine and its capabilities, and they pass that knowledge along to the floor operators, which is great. But ultimately, you know, they went above and beyond to make sure that the issues were resolved. There's minimal expense, out-of-pocket expense to us as a company, and we were brought up to the most current upgrades and the most current technology available with the unit.
So we've talked about, you know, the small thing, you can call someone. We've talked about then if that doesn't get solved, you can then remote in. And then finally, the third option, which is someone's going to go there and be there to help them out and figure it out on site.
Oh, absolutely. And intermittent problems, and I don't care what it's a machine or your computer or whatever, but intermittent problems can be the hardest thing to track down. You know, this customer, I thought that they were mad at us. They actually wound up buying another machine.
So not mad.
No. We must have done something right there. I guess what happened on the second machine was interesting how it was negotiated.
Yes. I think it's a legend as to how the second machine was negotiated.
It is between Matt Parker and myself.
Well, I think I definitely have to play the clip now because I was able to talk to Brandon about this famed negotiation. So here is Brandon's side of how this story went down. And before I let you go, Brandon, I do have to ask, I heard a rumor that you arm wrestled the IPG sales rep for a model discount, and I want to know how that ended up.
Actually, it wasn't me that arm wrestled him. I brought him to a couple of my buddies that are a lot better at arm wrestling than I am. And he fared pretty well. He was whooping everybody's butt, and I finally found a guy. Now, granted, Matt had already arm wrestled about five individuals, but I finally found a guy that beat him. So it was entertaining.
All right, well, Brandon, I appreciate the story and you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
So is this advice for future negotiations? Bring a world champion arm wrestler to the negotiation.
Not with me, just with Matt.
Okay. I was just out there. Problem is, Matt's not here to defend himself. So
no.
We should we'll call him in next time to get his take if an arm wrestler will be allowed there. But so that's now legend in the sales world.
So. I think so. At least at IPG.
All right. Well, like I said, Dean, I do appreciate you joining us here on this episode. Like you said, you know, no one really kind of wants to talk about this, but it is an important part of any machine that you buy. And so kind of going through all of this, appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much.